Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Something funny happened the other day. I was talking to a consultant who was looking for some advice, and she booked a call to speak with me about how to grow her consulting practice. And we talked it out and looked at some of the opportunities in front of her, some of the challenges she's facing. She was very clearly working on a lot of the wrong things and not spending her time in places that are going to produce a yield, at least in the immediate, which is what she needed. And so I asked her, are you looking for help with this? Do you want somebody to help you, you know, get all this done and get better results for your business? And she said, well, yeah, I mean, I don't have that many options. I mean, there's this person who maybe could help me, and that person who maybe could help me, and there's this coach, and there's that coach. And I said, okay. I was feeling a little bit awkward. Okay, because my name didn't come up, which was interesting, because she's talking to me. And I said, well, who is so-and-so, and who is so-and-so, and who is so-and-so? And they're all of them were not people who could actually help her with the things that she was struggling with, which is positioning, marketing, thought leadership, offers, sales. None of the people that she listed could actually help her do those things and overcome the challenges she's facing. So I just kind of came out and said, I said, look, well, hi, so-and-so, nice to meet you. Here's how I help my clients. And she almost didn't get what I was saying initially. Like, it didn't register. And then I just came out and said, well, do you want me to help you with this? And she says, oh, I would love to work with you, but I just don't think it's feasible. And then she went on this tangent about how she can't afford to work with me. The irony is she didn't even know how much it would cost to work with me. We hadn't even gotten to that point of the conversation yet. But she had just kind of assumed that that's not possible. Like, that's not feasible for her. It's just not even an option. And she didn't even have the data to make that decision. She just ruled it out that, no, you're going to be way too expensive. There's no way I can work with you. It's just not an option, not a possibility. And, if I think we're honest, that's what a lot of us do a lot of the time. Is there's something that is the perfect solution. There's the be-all and end-all solution. There's the thing that's actually going to solve our problem once and for all. And deep down, we know it. But for whatever reason, we've ruled that out as a possibility. That's not an option for us. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's access. Maybe we question our own abilities. We question whether going down that path is actually going to work for us. But there's all these things that get in the way of you actually doing the thing that's going to solve your problem. And I have to say, I think part of it, and this is going to sound cruel, but it's true for all of us. We're all like this to a certain extent. But I think part of it is we kind of like feeling stuck. We kind of like being, you know, in the thick of our struggles and our pains and frustrations and challenges. Because at least we know what to expect. At least we know, you know, we know what that's like, because if you're stuck, you've probably been stuck for a while. So it's fairly comfortable. You know what to expect. It's more of the same. But when you actually do something to solve your problem, to get yourself out of that situation, to get unstuck, something that very well might actually work and might actually change things for you, then all of a sudden we get afraid because, well, what might happen? What if it actually does work? Then how are things going to change? How is my business going to change? How am I going to change? Am I going to be able to level up? Am I going to be able to be the person I need to be to operate at that level? And you might not consciously think about those things or ask yourself those questions, but it comes out in ways like it did in this recent conversation, where she didn't even consider the possibility of working with me. Like, it's just, that wasn't even on her radar, even though we were having a conversation. She was talking to me and didn't even see the viability of that path. My hunch is because, well, what if I work with you and it works? And then everything changes. And then I gotta level up. And then I gotta be somebody that I know I should be, but I'm afraid to be. Then what? So something to think about is, you know, next time you're confronted with an opportunity and you start getting all these obstacles and these challenges and these fears coming up that are preventing you from doing the thing, I want you to ask yourself, are these legitimate fears that I have? Or am I just talking myself out of doing something that I know I should do because I'm afraid it might actually work?
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.